In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Anyone with eyes can see, can recognize the reality that most Catholics have no clue what the Mass is about, which is why we have such a high percentage of Catholics who have left the faith. The center of your life as a Roman Catholic is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It's the whole point of your existence, because it's Christ. It's the source of your Catholic life. It's the goal of your Catholic life. We know that will follows understanding, and that you cannot will what you do not know. So if you wonder why so many Catholics aren't getting better, you wonder why the world hasn't changed, or you yourself aren't getting better, it's because you probably don't understand the Mass. You don't understand what you're supposed to be doing here. The Church teaches, and I have taught over the last 8 years I've been here, and many workshops and other opportunities I presented, which were, of course, not well attended, on how to go to Mass, and how to understand the Mass, and how to indeed benefit from it, because the Church has long taught you'll get nothing out of the Mass if you don't understand it and don't invest yourself. You'll get nothing out of it. You'll get no graces. You'll get nothing. And then you see what happens, like in most churches today, where the Mass is a circus. It's an opportunity for self-expression. It's an opportunity for creativity. It's an opportunity for the community to celebrate itself. And because they don't understand what Mass is, it's all about them. When we don't understand something, we become fearful. When we become fearful, we become self-protective. And when we're self-protective, we're usually inherently selfish. We love ourselves more than others by virtue of the fall in the first place. But this great gift that God has given us in Jesus Christ, who is the principal actor of it, indeed, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is the remedy to all of it. So therefore, over the 4 Sundays of Advent, the 4 ends of the Mass, I'm going to reflect upon them. The 4 ends means the 4 points of the Holy Sacrifice, the reason you and I are here, what it accomplishes. All of this is necessary for us to actually benefit from the Mass and to really be Catholic. And then you'll come to understand why, say, when you go to some other church, how it doesn't make any sense that people are dancing around and glad-handing and speaking and speak loud, and Father starts off with a joke or asks you, any visitors and anybody have a birthday today, and all that balderdash then indicates that Christ is not the center of the community's life, but rather they center upon themselves. You'll understand why it was so important for us to have Mass celebrated with a proper orientation, where the priest actually faces the Lord instead of faces the people, where the priest ascends the altar as Moses ascended the mountain to be with God on behalf of the people. You'll understand why we were so blessed by our Lord to have acquired these high altars, because when we face God, we're facing heaven. Hence, the high altars indicate leaving the world behind and facing God and the things of heaven in communion with the saints that are presented in our high altars. And at all traditional high altars. If you don't understand why you're here, then it's hard to want to be here. It's hard to want to translate what you pick up and learn here to the outside of your life. And it's hard to comport yourself as well. The chief thing to remember always, which is most forgotten by too many Catholics today, that when you are at Mass, you are at Calvary Hill. So you have to imagine yourself at Calvary Hill. Would you be as busy as you are if you were watching Christ die on the cross? Which, of course, you are sacramentally. Would you be running around, coming and going, leaving, coming back, all the activity that often happens at Mass? Are you aware that this is Calvary Hill? Would you have done that to Christ 2,000 years ago, coming and going? Would you have interrupted the profound sorrow and prayer of Our Lady Mary Most Holy as she watched her son die, the beloved disciple John, Mary of Magdala, Mary of Clopas, who were totally, totally attentive to the Son as he's offering the most perfect sacrifice. The church has given us the Mass for that reason. We're at Calvary Hill at every Mass. We are privileged to be with Our Lady and St. John and the other Marys. We are privileged to experience the life of the Trinity itself, the Father, to whom the Mass is offered, the Son, the principal actor at every Mass, the Holy Spirit that makes it possible for us to be sacramentally present to it. And that's why the first end of Mass is so critical. The first end of Mass, forgotten by most people, is adoration. When most people think of adoration, they're going to think Eucharistic adoration. Eucharistic adoration is to adore Christ's real presence in the Blessed Sacrament, which we often take for granted because we receive communion so frequently. But the adoration at Mass is about acknowledging the supreme power and dominion of God over every single thing in existence. And that's simply not a matter of just saying God is God, but it means what you are pledging yourself to. And you must be careful to be aware of this, because if you're not, you really shouldn't be receiving communion. You're pledging yourself in this amount of time that you will think of nothing else besides Him. In other words, during the Mass, you're acknowledging that He has total dominion over your life, which is why it makes sense that the Church would give us this gospel for year C, when Jesus warns not only about carousing and drunkenness to distract you, but also the anxieties of life. How often we let the anxieties of life distract us from the one true God who has dominion over everything. And if we know who He is, then why would we be anxious? Since we know that He is good and every good comes from Him, and no matter how bad things may seem for us, God will bring greater good from it. Because even if whatever happens to us kills us, Jesus Christ is a conqueror of death, so death is not a permanent state. In fact, it's been conquered by the Christ. So we adore God as the Son adores Him, because this is the reality of the Mass. Mass comes from the Latin word missae. Missae means, technically, dismissed or sent. And in the mind of the Church, which is lost today because our translations are somehow weak, was the reality that the Mass was about the one who was sent from the Father. And so at the end of Mass, the Church Fathers and the deacons in the earliest days of the Church understood that when the deacon was saying, "Ite missa est," he was saying that the host, the victim, has been sent to God the Father. The victim that God the Father sent to us for our salvation has now been sent back to God the Father, which is why you can indeed go with confidence in the world. The mission of missions, the word mission itself is rooted in that word, missae. And therefore, the reality of the sacrifice of Christ is critical. And we're at Calvary Hill at the Mass. But this is where you see the awesome power of God, because you and I cannot see Him create everything out of nothing. We didn't exist. And we know of the miracles that Christ worked in Scripture, but the greatest power that God shows is seen in the sacrifice of Christ, which is the forgiveness of sins, His mercy. He who is all-powerful could absolutely destroy us for our sins, but He does not, because His power is so great. And this is lost in our culture today, our culture that loves victimhood, our effeminate culture that wants to be upset and irritated about something at all times. And victimhood is enshrined as a holy, sacred thing, and that just because you're a victim of something, you have all power and authority. We live in a culture that loves to be aggrieved about something, and everything's egregious, so that there's nothing really anymore that matters, because everybody's always upset about something. The power of forgiveness, it's a divine prerogative, which is why our Lord demands and says, "He who does not forgive his brother from his heart will be treated as his parable," indicates that the man who wouldn't forgive, who is tortured for eternity. In other words, hell is the end for the unforgiving, because how can you expect God to forgive you if you won't forgive someone else? Which is why in the Our Father we pray that, Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This is the awesome power of God that you and I experience, that his plan of salvation already given to us in Genesis chapter 3, right after Adam and Eve commit the original sin, the plan of salvation, the incarnation, the fact that God will become man through the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the reality that that's the whole point of this Advent season, to prepare for the Feast of the Nativity, which is not about you and your families getting together and having dinner. It's about celebrating the holy sacrifice of the Mass to adore God the Father for the incarnation of God the Son and the power of God the Holy Spirit that brings us salvation, that reconciles us to God. In our own mindset, we would not have the instinct to adore God as he is. Too many embrace our effeminate culture that has God as the senile, doting old grandfather that we put off in a nursing home, and he's always so grateful to see us whenever we do choose to visit him that he'll let us get away with anything. That is not God. Nor is Christ the pot-smoking hippie that puts up with anything we do for the sake of our love. We tend to want to believe we are the uncaused cause, the unmoved mover, the center of everything. God is. So the Mass actually calls us out of ourselves to adore the one true God, and to adore him by virtue of seeing the power he has wielded in sending his Son to conquer sin and death so that sin and death would not have the victory. And therefore, we adore him because we see his great power every time the one true sacrifice of Christ is represented on our altars. The power of God. Therefore, we adore him, not because he needs it, but because it is good for us. We acknowledge his dominion over all things, and yes, over every detail of our lives. And this is that one time where we don't think about ourselves, but of him. This is that one time that we come out of ourselves for him. This is that one time that we think about only him instead of ourselves and our own concerns. And should we have them and we acknowledge his dominion and power, then we simply offer those anxieties, those concerns, those distractions back to him in imitation of Christ who offered the perfect sacrifice. So consider the reality that we are agreeing at every Mass to be victims with Christ, not in the worldly sense of victim, but in the sense that victim truly has its meaning, that Christ is the one who was always active and sacrificed himself, and therefore you and I are supposedly at every Mass sacrificing ourselves with Christ. That you and I are supposedly more concerned about God than we are ourselves, and we know that we can only do this through Christ Jesus. Surely you can already see how things would change for you if you entered into every Mass with this mentality. And that's just the first of four ends of Mass. Adoration being the first. Adoration, acknowledging God for who he is. Adoration, acknowledging his power and dominion over all things. Adoration in seeing the great power that he has exercised through the sacrifice of the Son. Adoration in seeing how the Son defeated the devil completely by allowing the devil to seem to have the victory over him. Adoration to see that death has been conquered and sin no longer has to influence us unless you and I choose to surrender to it. It has no power over us except that which we give. Adoration. Recognizing that our concupiscence, our lower nature, overruns our higher nature, and therefore only by the action of Christ do we have access to the grace necessary to overcome concupiscence. Adoration, only possible by those who know they need a Savior. Adoration is never in the mind of the presumptive, never in the mind of those who don't need to be rescued, never in the mind of those who think life is hunky-dory the way it is. Whatever the case, be mindful of yourself today at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Be mindful of the necessity of adoration, only possible through the action of Christ. And therefore, focus your attention on him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.